بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة وسلاما على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our weekly program. We begin our program with دعاء to Allah تبارك وتعالى. May Allah رب العزة تبارك وتعالى grant those who are getting married بركة and صحة عافية and rizq halal tayyib. May Allah create a muhabba between the new couples, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are unmarried to marry and to practice that sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant them salih partner under the kitab of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah. And we make a special mubarak to our respected brother Wasim Adam from Ropacham. Congratulations for the nikah on behalf of myself and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio. We say nikah mubarak. May Allah grant all those who are married khair and barakah and understanding and muhabbat inshallah. When we talk about that nikah or that greatest ibadah in our life, that memory of nikah, or that incident for the first time we marry, can be forgotten. It's always there. You can marry many wives, but the first one, you still remember. Nikah is ibadah. Nikah is the nikah min sunnati, faman a'rada an sunnati falaysa minni. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, nikah, it is my sunnah, anyone make i'rad, turn away, delay, postpone it, doesn't want to do it, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي is not from amongst us, doesn't gain the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're talking about the normal nikah to fulfill that sunnah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His Rasul. But our program tonight, it's very special. I know some of the listeners, they're going to like it too much, but I don't like to discuss it. Second wife. Second wife is a very big problem in South Africa. Very big problem. Reason? Because it's like haram. Or it's not accepted at all. Many people, they forgive the husband or the man to have a girlfriend or haram one, but for the second wife, big problem. Now, before we fight and before we start to argue, I just want to tell our sisters who are listening now, that nikah, it was not between man and man, it was between your husband and another lady. So before you shout the husband, shout that lady who accept, because it's bad for you, but it's nikah for someone else. Before you shout the husband, shout yourself, why my husband run to the other wife? Because he doesn't appreciate, now he become rich, now he doesn't understand the deen. You can put any type of excuse, but we put the blame on the wife, why you could not or you fail to accommodate that man and you become muhsana and he's a muhsin. Muhsin means chaste, doesn't need another wife. Bilogamy in Islam, the second wife in Islam, unfortunately the enemy of Allah and enemy of Islam, they use it as a propaganda against Islam. Islam came to this dunya through Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While that polygamy was there, Nabi Sulaiman got so many wives, Nabi Dawood got so many wives. So it's not only when the Jibreel alayhi salam came and told Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra, that Islam came actually limited it. They reduced the number. So stop saying Islam gave the man four wives. No, the polygamy were there. And come and see in Africa how they are not Muslim and see how many wives. And come and see in other tribes they keep how many wife and girlfriend. We're talking about halal one. Now, I don't know who's listening now. Is it the first one or the second one or the only one? We as a Muslimin believe that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala would never approve anything if it's harmful for people. The action of Allah is khair. Let me talk to the second wife. No, we call it the new one. That new one, she claimed that husband married her because he's running away from another lady there and she just become a spare wheel. I want to tell that lady, your nikah is halal. You deserve mahar. وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة سورة النساء. Don't sell yourself for cheap. It is nikah, like the first time. You got right of nafaqah. Nafaqah means kafaf. You need the expenses of your life, you need that husband spend on you, even if you are rich. You need your own accommodation, residence, askinuhunna, min haythu sakantum. You need a decent place to live. Nothing is called back room, or you hide yourself some flat somewhere. You are the wife of this man. You got full right to have inheritance. If this man die tomorrow, you inherit him halal. You ask for the justice. The justice which Islam gave it to you. You have to demand husnul ishra, a good behavior from your husband, good treatment of the family and society. You are not on haram way. You married by the kitab of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are not a naughty woman, stole the husband and run away. You married from the front door, halal. So you need ishra, must treat you well, have full right like the first wife. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Socialize and treat them with the sharia. There's no way to let one wife harm the other, even in the lifetime or in the death. Announce your nikah. Don't sell yourself cheap. Announce, be proud that you married, and he must be proud of you that you married. I'm not encouraging the man to marry, but I just want to talk to the one who already married. This man must be proud of that nikah. It's not a shame. Present, put that lady on the society as a decent woman. Now, I must talk to that lady, the second one. You accept to be the second wife, so prepare yourself for some ibadah. It's called sabr. Yes, you must learn how to make sabr because you know our society. And obvious and natural that the first one must have some enmity because they count you as an invader. You came and you stole the husband from the first one. You must understand that. Women like this, two hearts fighting to achieve one heart, very difficult. Second wife must accept that ghirat or the jealous of the first one is part of that operation. You did accept to be the second one. Why I'm saying that? Because women like that, can you believe that the mother of the man also feel jealous of his wife, not the second wife, mother, fighting for ownership. The wife said, "Is my husband," and the mother said, "Is my child," and the fight starts. I want to tell that second wife, if you want to that nikah be continued and run for long, try to push your husband to be good and fair with the first wife. Otherwise, he ran away, violate the right of the first one, he will violate and expel the right of the second, and he will leave you and run for the third one. Nothing, it's called boredom in Deenul Islam. You feel bored of your wife. Sayyiduna Muawiyah radiallahu an said, Al-malalu min kawadhib al-akhlaq. To feel bored is a fake feeling, is not real. Muslim feel tired and empty. If you don't have work, you got ibadah. You got lot of khair to do it in your life. So, if the husband is bored from the first one, try not to make him bored also from you, because he came to you because he's bored. Give the first wife excuse and understand the circumstances, because that exactly happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't have iman like the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but that ghirat was there. Second wife, there's no need to post and to feel arrogant and to have a pride because you are pretty or you are young. They call you just initiative. You are project. Could be succeed, could fail. So wait. You need 7 years to be accepted as a permanent nikah. If you have a pain of jealousy, the first wife also got more than you. So you are sharing that pain of the first and second. Learn something. The two of you and the husband will die, and you will meet Allah in the court of Allah. So don't let the jealous destroy your akhirah because of the woman's story. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس بما عملت ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. So you got that ayah showing that Allah تبارك وتعالى, each and every soul will meet Allah to pay for what they done with no injustice. If you listen to me and you trust me, do what I told you now. Otherwise, do not accept to be the second wife. Why you want headache? Stay like that till you get your taqdeer. Why that polygamy or that second or more than one wife has an ugly understanding on the mind of the people? Because we got a decision on the wrong time, also to the wrong people. We know that Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is adil, is fair, and He loves those who practice justice. We've got big problem between dhulam, injustice, and mail. What is mail? Inclining little bit to one side. فَلَا تَمِيلُ كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ. Do not incline fully. This ayah is not only about the wife and second wife, it's also about us and our children. You got that inclination is out of your control. I do love one son more than the other, and really is, I don't know why, but it's like that. That's why narrated in Tirmidhi that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Allah, Allahumma inna hadha qasami fima amluk. Oh Allah, this is my distribution for what I can do. Fala talumni fima tamluk wa amluk. And oh Allah, don't take me to task on the day of Qiyamah for something you control it, which is my heart, and I can't control it. That's called inclining, you lean little bit to one side. But when you lean and incline to one side, did you do wrong to the other side or not? Ummatul Islam, love is in the hand of Allah, but the justice in our hand. So what is mail? Allah said to the husband, فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ. Do not incline fully. That's why we said two wives must get separate house so that they mustn't see that. And we know that Nabi Muhammad ﷺ said two people should not whisper to one another in front of the third. If you just talk to your wife softly in the front of the visitor will get hurt. Or maybe these people say, don't bring tea or lunch, or they're going to hit me. I don't know what these people talk. But if four people, you can do that. Because maybe it's the other person. Now that male, that inclination, very difficult to adjust it because it's not on your hand. It's in the hand of Allah. The heart is in the hand of Allah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves Aisha more, but he never hated the other. He never been zalim and unfair to the other. That male, it could be a sexual male. Male, it means inclination. Or maybe the way we treat. That's why Allah said in Quran, وَلَمْ تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ. You won't be able to be fair between the two wives even if you try. What is that fair? Not materialistic thing. It's about emotion and feeling. Love and all that. It's not there's no measurement for it. The ulama, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah said that justice in materialistic thing. But for the emotional thing, what must I do now? But many, some of the Hanafi school of thought and Hanbali, he said, no, you must be fair. Materialistic and emotional also. Why? You try. They got the hadith of Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah. He said, I married more than one wife, and I used to count the kiss for each and every one. Ya Allah. Then, when we talk about that inclination, Sayyidina Muaz bin Jabal, two wives of him passed away in one day. Now, he did not know, or he couldn't deal with the janazah, by saying which one must be buried first. What he did, he make a draw. He make a draw so that he can see which one can be buried first. Brother and sister Islam, very, very serious issue, especially for that emotional one, that type of love, and that sexual intercourse. Why? They said, all right, you can give everyone one night, but the action on that night, it won't be the same. So the ulama said, materialistic thing, we try to be fair. And this one here, we hold and we don't show the other person or the other partner about that. If the lady dropped her haq like Hazrat Sauda bin Zam'a, no problem. Then many of the wives, they don't want to take the husband to task to the azab on the day of Qiyamah because that emotional one or that love or inclination is not on his hand. Now they're talking about qisma. What is qisma? How to be fair on materialistic thing? Some ulama said you have to make share. Half-half, equal. Some ulama said no. Qisma means something else. Qismat means distribution. You have a bottle of cold drink. Then you got one baby about 2 years, and then his brother 16 years. Then you want to give them drink. How big is the cup for the 2 years? How much you going to give? And how big is that cup or the glass for that 16 years? You're giving meat or chicken or whatever. How are you going to dish up for the children? Can you make it fair? Like you fill up that dish with that plate and for the same like your husband? It's called qisma according the need. First wife has a big house, big family. She got visitor, people come on Friday. She got children go university. And then you one, she got only 5 years old baby. How much the expenses of the two houses? You want to be fair. That lady, the other lady, no visitor, nothing. And got one child, not schooling yet. And the first one got, what you call, children in university. She got visitor, people, we call it a big house. So now, the husband must do the qisma. We call it qisma. According to the need. That's why, if we don't do what I'm telling you now, that polygamy or that second wife, it look very ugly. It's like very bad in the eyes of Muslims. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for those who married two wives, and may Allah grant him that scale of justice, emotionally and materialistically. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant the ummah the tawfiq to be fair, not only amongst the wife and second wife, amongst the children. Because someone not married two wives, but he's zalim, he's unfair, and create hatred amongst the sons and daughters. That is a terrible, terrible act in our life. Brother and sister in Islam, it is a problem in our house when the children feel that the father or the mother is zalim. Those who children married or unmarried, the girls who married and left the house, or the children who still there, or the sons and daughter. It is a hidden problem in our home. Some children, they feel that being oppressed, but they don't talk. And the father also become very stubborn. He said, no, it's my right. It's my money. I can do whatever I want. So that person died, and he left behind him jealous, envy amongst the children, hatred to the parents. Some children don't want to even make dua for his father. May Allah save us. So it's a painful, painful act in our life if the fathers or mother or parents are not fair. I don't want to talk about work or the neighbors or the right of the people, justice in whole dunya. I'm talking about our own home. That's why the girls hate boys, brothers, their brothers, a male one. Because of that, we're favoring the boys. We're favoring the boys for education, for entertainment, for picnic, for gift, for spending. You buy a car for the boy and leave the girl, and they say, no, it's my son. Brother and sister in Islam, we have to teach the ummah right of your children. The first right of your child, to choose a good mother. See, before the child come to this dunya, you must have a very salih mother so that he can feed these children iman with the milk and food. We ask Rabbul Izzat Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah make it easy for us to be fair in this dunya with our wives and our children, with our neighbors, with each and every creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Short break, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our program. Once again, we say shukran that you tune into our program, and special salam to all our listeners, those who always meet us on the street and in masjid, and they listening to our program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you tawfiq and grant us tawfiq to make amal and practice upon what we are saying, inshallah. Before the break, I was talking about the right of the children and that relationship. Now when we say first right of your child is to choose for him or for her a salih mother. Because the first madrasa we attend is a mami's madrasa. How you know that this zawja or that man is a salih? Because Allah said at-tayyibuna lit-tayyibat, the pure one to the pure, a pure male must marry a pure female. Wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat, The ulama said, no, that scale is going to be after marriage. If you choose the wife according, or the husband as well, according to the shurut and the condition of Rasulullah, you will never have khabithun. You will get al-tayyibun, al-tayyibat. First sign of the salih wife is al-wadud. Nabi Muhammad said, tazawwaju al-wadud al-walud. Wadud, it means the lady who got compassion and like to forgive and to overlook the mistake of the husband. And al-walud is the one who loved the children. Then, that ad-deen, the lady of deen, hijab, salah, taqwa, fear of Allah, iffat, chaste women, let's call that ad-deen. Salih mother, the obedient, listen with understanding, and she does not cause a friction in the house. Obedience wife. For the sake of Allah in halal, not in haram. She can't obey husband in a haram way. Then, the hafiza. Not only hafiza al-Quran, the protector. Protector of the wealth of the husband, his honor and his children, his amanat. The lady of love. When we say love, accommodate the heart of, fill the heart of the husband with muhabba, because he lost the love of the mother, now he needs compensation. The lady of mercy, love him for the sake of Allah, and the real love amongst the husband and wife when she fulfill his right. She must learn what is the right of the husband. The greatest wife, the one who got a low voice in the house and the street. Speak soft, does not scream and raise her voice in the house. Sign of the wife, the one of طيبون للطيبات, that the lady of حياء, modesty. The way she talk, the way she walk, the way she dress, she got that modesty and حياء and shyness. She feels shy from all that. عفيفة, the chaste woman, protecting herself and the dignity of herself and family. She worry about her reputation. The one who's, as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبَ الدَّهَرِ. The one who give the husband hand in a time of calamity. How many mothers and sisters in Islam, husband lost his job, lost his wealth, lost his health, but she's there for him till the last minute. We got so many cases. Young girls suffer to keep the izzat of the husband who look after, and actually the whole family depend on her. The salih wife is the lady who protect the secret of her father and her husband. She doesn't give the husband the secret of her father and parents, and she doesn't give the parents the secret of her husband. No. She protects the reputation of her parents and her husband. The greatest salih wife, a virgin girl, the one who protects her virginity, her izzat is her virginity, as we said. The greatest future wife, the wife of Dhul Himmah, the one who's always encouraged the husband for khair, gave glad tidings and encouraged the husband to be better, become like a great inspiring person in his life. The greatest wife, the one who practically makes sabr, the lady of sabr, makes sabr and waiting for the ease come from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Greatest wife, Shakira, the one who appreciates any favor from the husband and so grateful to Allah that she's married, and Allah grant her the children, grant her a salih, halal husband. The good mother, the lady who got common sense, wise, she got sense and got intellectual power. She's actually better than two men. A salih wife, the one who knows how to exchange love and create love in the heart of her husband. A salih wife, the one who avoid the argument and dispute for the sake of Allah, even if she was right. The salih wife, when she got a soft word and give sympathy and pity to her husband and let husband feel that she's like Khadija radiallahu anha, when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from the cave, he never ran to the people. He ran to his wife Khadija radiallahu anha for shelter. Zammiluni, zammiluni. Cover me and cover me. Any husband run away from his house to say zammiluni to who? Who's going to cover him? Not his mother, not his daughter. Must be the wife. Greatest wife of the Muslim Ummah, the lady who does not complain her husband to the outsider. Suppress the complaint. Just complain to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, this is the first right of the child. If you give the child this mother, is hasanatul dunya. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, is this one. This lady is the jannatul dunya. Second right of the child, you must choose a good name for the child. Name, today, this week I received so many calls, people are phoning regarding name. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. What is the name of Asif? So, and then they give me Hebrew name, Farsi name. You looking for Sunnah name or you looking for Arabic name? Not every name is a lovely name because it sound nice. Why? Because sometimes it sound nice, but the meaning is bad. Oh, sometimes the meaning is good, but it sound bad. So what happened? You must fear Allah when you choose the name of your children. You must mind any error can happen to the child. They mock his name on the school, and the children laugh at him. And also when he fill the form, he find the name funny. And when the non-Muslim or the people read the name, they make fun of this child. And that is the biggest problem for the child when you give him ugly name or some name doesn't match the deen of Allah. The next right of the children, that you must teach the child adab. Adab is a respect and dignity and honor. Respect himself and respect the other. The next right of the child, teach him Quran al-Kareem. The greatest sadaqah, jariyah for you, for your son, for your father, that let him be hafiz al-Quran. That is, you will never die. You will be alive here after your janazah. Because that is called ilm. The greatest knowledge, when you give the knowledge of Quran. The next right of the children, you must feed him halal. Make sure that food, that clothes, that spending on the children come from halal, lawful. Never ever feed your children haram. Never grant your child any haram risk, because it will never work. Then the next right of the child, you must treat the girl and the boy equal. In your lifetime, don't say the girl is half of the boy. No, that's called atiyah, not inheritance. Atiyah is like hadiyah. So many people don't know what is the difference between atiyah and mirath, inheritance. Narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Saw bayna awladikum fil atiyah." Be fair with your children in the hadiyah. So there's nothing, it's called boy is full and the girl is half. That is after you die. Treat the child with muhabbah and respect. Then, love the girl and be happy with the girl, same like the boy. That's why the next right of the child, when you feel happy that you have that child, not taklif, Like now the enemy of Islam say no, one boy, one girl, because they're spending too much at school and what. No. Our Nabi said, Tanakahu Tanasalu. Marry and have a children, because I will be proud of you in the day of Qiyamah. We want to increase the Ummah. The next right of the children, you must teach the children that deen is your life. Deen, your religion, is your life. And then, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave a beautiful right for the children that after they marry, be a wonderful father. Don't cut the ties with your children. Be kind to them after marriage and love their children. Ummatul Islam, the biggest haram in the people's life, when you disregard your child or you don't want to admit that this is your child. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, narrated by Abu Dawood and Nasa'i and Ibn Majah, that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيُّمَا رَجُلٌ جَحَدَ ابْنَهُ وَهُوَ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ احْتَجَبَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَفَضَحَهُ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. This hadith talking about those people who deny their children, don't know while he knows that he's a child. And then, وَهُوَ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ, it means he knows him. You ignore your son, someone asks you, say, no, it's not my child this. Oh, you neglect him, Allah will hide him from the mercy of Allah in the day of Qiyamah, and he will expose him in the day of Qiyamah. Very, very serious hadith for those who don't want to look after the children even after marriage. You say, no, he married them khalas. No, it's not khalas. It's your child and you're the father till the day of Qiyamah. Brother and sister in Islam, these are the Muslim belief. And these are the issues which take us to task on the day of Qiyamah. My wife, my son, my neighbors, my people around me, Allah and Sahaba, and Rasul, it's one package. That's why we said to the brother, our deen is not only Salah and Zakat, our deen is a social attitude with you and the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The creation of Allah. For me, I got a few minutes left. I just want to remind our listener that women in our society are many type. Could be your mother, your sister, your neighbor, your sister-in-law, your someone work with you. A cocktail of women. But do you know who's the one who been oppressed more than the others? Two type of women. They are not getting their haq in our society. The widow and divorcee women, and that girl who delayed, not married yet. I mean that old, I don't know, they call it Spencer, or that girl who exceed, I don't know what Muhammad Bilal used to, must tell me, she messed the boat, what you call, that girl, in every society you got that girl who did not get her taqdeer yet. And then that girl exceed the 27, 29, and the mother get worried. There's no good boy come, make dua, maybe one lady make a blockage for my daughter, maybe the jinnat, maybe this lady, someone make a jadu. People get, this girl, Islam gave her a lot of care. The divorcee and widow women, and that girl was proposed and then the boy ran away. That one also too much zulim on this girl, because the society said, what's wrong? What's wrong on her? Talaq, divorce, and that broken proposal is like a shame, and she's paying some type of sin. She did not commit that sin. This type of women, we don't talk so much about them on radio. The ulama, they don't discuss that so much on the media. And then, it's a, what about if that talaq, the lady never asked for it? Just the husband divorced her. Why are you putting the blame on the women? Tayyip, if there's a sharia valid reason and she get divorced, so why are you blaming her? Because our Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married such women like that. And he was very proud of her. I know it's very hard to see a talaq, a divorce in our community. Especially if you have children. That lady married for long. It's not easy. But what about if this is the only way to get talaq? This is the only way to solve that problem. And the most painful one, when the women just get divorced, but you never know the reason. The ulama, they spoke about cause of divorce, right of the divorced women, but they never talk how to stop their divorce. Nowadays, it's about 2 months and they get talaq. It's a bit ajeeb. And then the divorcee one, their potential wife, it's called a second wife. Now we're going to go for my bayan again, my topic today. She's suffering again and again and again. Let us accept the Sharia of Allah. Let us make dua to Allah. May Allah bring peace and love in the marriage of the Muslim Ummah. May Allah make it easy for those who did make sabr for the sake of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and you to understand that our deen based on this thing. And may Allah compensate and reward each and every woman who's been divorced and look after their children. Eat halal and protect her honor and dignity. May Allah reward each and every widow, the one who has suffering for years, to protect her deen and her izzat. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala cool her eyes in dunya and akhirah, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, make dua for the ummah and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our deen and make hifazat to each and every Muslim to die with the kalima and protection of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Unfortunately, my time is up. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Shukran jazeelan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.